Yes, the dome which Stiltsy had designed, we made out of hose pipe and broom handles, and then material that was all sewn together. And that was the big gang. So obviously, most of them all lived together. Most of the other no-fit staters all lived. I lived in a different house, but with other people, like Steve Hallett and Pete and Cece and people like that. And everybody sort of contributed. And yeah, basically, we were just amazed. It was like brilliant. We Glastonbury would let us come along and would pay us a little bit of money to turn up and give us loads of free tickets, and we'd get to go to the festival and we'd run workshops. So it's the first time I think we realised that the circus was an opportunity to pursue both an employment opportunity and also pursue, I suppose, our desire to not work in the mainstream, to have a sort of alternative lifestyle which could generate income and could maybe sustain us.
So did you apply to Glastonbury or did they invite you?
No, we wrote to them.
And said, we can offer you a juggling workshop.
Yeah, we are balls up. We do juggling. We can run workshops. Would you like to do this? You know, I don't think anybody else had really done that. I mean, obviously, haggis and with juggling, but I don't think really people had embraced circus. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a circus field. We were in the children's field at the time.
Yeah.
So this was circus had not started in the UK yet. It was just bubbling, but it hadn't really come through.